All right, joining us right now on the line, second round pick for the Coyotes this morning, goalie Michael Hrabal. Michael, thank you for the time. I know it's been a whirlwind. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Excited to have the Arizona jersey on me and just enjoying the moment.
It was kind of a crazy path to even get to the draft this morning, correct? Or last night? Didn't you have to drive there?
Yeah, our flight from New York got canceled, so the only option to get into the draft on time was driving my car. Unfortunately, both my parents, they forgot their driving license at home. So my 22-year-old sister was the only one who could drive, and she did the whole 15 hours in one day. So I'm very thankful. And I just want to say thanks to her.
Sounds like the adventure just
sounds
keeps
like a movie.
Going. Yeah, it keeps going for you, Michael. Part of your story includes moving to Omaha and coming across overseas when you were 17. Just where do you feel like you've progressed, not only as a hockey player, but just as a person with this kind of life-changing move?
Definitely being more self-independent for the first time living without my family. Just having to care about my life just by myself, and definitely with hockey mentally, I think I grew a lot, and it definitely helped me and got me ready for future.
Talking to Coyotes goalie Michael Hrabal, who they just drafted with the 38th pick this morning. Michael, playing in North America with Omaha, in addition to it just being a lifestyle change, how much did it help you, do you think, to acclimate to the North American game already?
I think a lot. USHL is a great league and definitely prepared me for college. And I think college will prepare me for another level. And I'm excited and work hard to achieve to play in the NHL. And hopefully one day I will be able to wear the Arizona jersey and make a big impact for the team.
Everything I've heard about you is that going to college and playing in college has always been a very important goal of yours. Is that true? And what's the plan now going forward?
Yeah, that's true. My parents, they were always very, very strict about education. You never know what happens. So having the option, the another option of having a degree is important for me. So now I'm heading to UMass Amherst. I'm very excited to go there. And then we see how I will develop, and hopefully that's my dream, and I work for stepping on the NHL ice one day.
Michael, I'm sure you're still processing the day overall and getting through the NHL dream becoming a reality for you, but where do you just want to improve the most over this next year or two as you progress through the ranks further?
I think strength and conditioning is definitely something that will really help me. And then just overall, being a better goalie, getting more adept to a higher level, what college is. So just improving overall.
Talking to Coyotes goalie Michael Hrabal. Michael, I don't know if you know Karel Vemelka. I mean, there's obviously the national ties there. Have you gotten to talk to him before, or have you ever played against him?
No, I know of him. I never met him. But we spoke after I got drafted, so it's great, to have someone like I could talk to. He can tell me, he can definitely help me in future, so I'm just happy for that.
Most draft boards had you as the best goalie in this draft, which is obviously it's pretty good title to carry going into the draft. Who were some of the goalies that you looked up to when you were growing up playing?
Probably my idol was Henrik Lundqvist. But other than that, I love to watch every goalie in the NHL. There's a reason why all of them play there. So just, getting to know all of them and trying to learn something from them.
Well, Michael, we appreciate the time. I know it's been a wild ride. Good luck in college and everything. We hope to see you up with the Coyotes soon, all right?
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Right. Thanks a lot. That's Coyotes goalie prospect Michael Hrabal, who they just took this morning. How about that story? Has to drive from Newark to get to the draft in Nashville, but he doesn't have his driver's license, and his parents don't have theirs with him, so his sister is the hero of the story.
Yeah, and take a look at the story on The Athletic from him about his journey. It's crazy. He talks about how, like, what he learned the most, and he learned he was a horrible cook, and then asked if he learned how to cook anything since. He's like, the microwave.
That's progress.
It's like, all right, you're improving a little bit. But this is like, we talked to Sean Dursey on the show yesterday, and this is another guy where, like, we're 4 or 5 years down the line. This guy could very well be the starting goaltender and the long-term goaltender for the Arizona Coyotes. So just, like, talking to these guys on these kinds of days, it's just something you keep cognizant of. Like, we talked to Logan Cooley right after the draft, me and Burnsy did last year. You just kind of keep these moments in mind, because you mentioned Vemelka. He's under contract for 2 more years, but after that, you don't really know. He's in his late 20s. We'll kind of wait and see what happens there. But certainly, whenever something like this happens, in the same way in the NFL, when you take a quarterback, things like that, you know what the long-term plan is, especially with a guy like this, who, like you said, many believe, draft experts believe, was a top goaltending prospect in this draft.
Yeah, 6'7". There's definitely a push to go with bigger goalies for obvious reasons, as long as they can move side to side in the net. He takes up more space, right? He's 6'7". But the fact that there was already an athletic story written on him, you know, I mean, you know this from writing, right? They had the story ready to go. The Athletic doesn't have a story on every player in the NHL draft ready to go. The fact that they had one on Michael Hrabal tells you about the expectations for him around the league, as he ended up being, I believe, the second goalie off the board. But for the most part, he was widely considered the best goalie in this draft.